when Deborah went to war, not every tribe showed up to help. When Samson was fighting the Philistines, the tribe of Judah said, "Don't make us fight." But here, all of Israel is assembled, ready to hear the story of this Levite and his concubine from Judges 20, and to bring down swift justice on the deserving parties behind the brutal death of this woman. So the Levite tells his story of how she was violated and abused all night long, except that there are a few details he leaves out, and a few he misconstrues. He blames the whole incident on the leaders of Gibeah, when it's really the worthless men of Gibeah. He says that these men rose against me and meant to kill me, when in reality it was so that they would know him in a sexual way. He says that they violated my concubine, when in reality it was the Levite who pushed her out the door to go with them. The Levite makes no mention of his part in the story, that he was the one who actually cast her outside to these men. He puts all the blame on someone else, waiting and scheming and plotting for vengeance upon them. He's quick to point out everyone else's sin, all the while hiding his own. And the Israelites, as a whole, do the same thing. At the events that we have read about, they are outraged, and rightly so. There was rape and there was murder. They were shocked and horrified by this report, as they should have been, and they responded zealously and went to war with their own brethren. But just prior to this, we read of blatant idolatry in the tribe of Dan, and yet they did nothing. God's word in Deuteronomy 13 calls for severe actions to take place against the people of the city when they embrace idolatry. So listen, it's easy to highlight and pinpoint other people's sin, all the while trying to hide our own, or doing nothing about the condition of our own heart. God hates all sin, not just the sin that we love to hate. God hates all sin, and not just the ones that we don't struggle with. All sin falls under God's condemnation and is deserving of eternal judgment. We must hate all sin, and in particular, our own sin. By walking with Jesus day by day, we have the empowerment of the Spirit to identify our sin, kill sin, confess sin, and walk in a path of righteousness. Today, when you pray, please pray for Jamshed Hadiat and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. Also, remember the Lushai Chin Mizo LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Myanmar.